offensive but delightful tunes from Captain and the Head. That, again, is happening at Smalls. All day that day, they're going to have music. I imagine the polka, what's the band? I can't think of their name anyways. I'm sure they're going to be there, too. Don't forget that the Metro Times Blowout is happening soon. And on Tuesday night, they are also having a party at the Keju Cafe in honor of Punchki Day and Mardi Gras with the Zydeco Hepcats doing a great set out there. In the background right now, we got the Mantons, who have a show with at the Phoenix Cafe over on John R. Let's listen to them, because we are going to go live real soon with the Hand Grenades in the studio.
What's the matter with you, Polka Floyd?
Yes, this is Polka Floyd, and they are going to be at Smalls on Tuesday, and they say they are going to be playing The Wall in its entirety. Polka Floyd's.
Emily tries, but misunderstands.
We are almost ready to go live with the Hand Grenades. I want to remind you, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
There
my name is Margaret,
no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games away. See Emily play. Soon after dark, Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow.
Just noted another show I forgot to mention. Katie Grace, who used guitar player for Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, has got her own band, and she's got a CD release party at PJ's Saturday night. And with her, we'll be playing John Holt and Bixie Locke. Wow, there is so much great music. I hope you make a choice, and I hope I was able to help you pick. Get out and support live music. Without your support, it will go away. And speaking of live music, we're about to go live with the Hand Grenades in the studio in just a minute. Oh, they said one more minute. So let's listen to The Wall by the Polka Floyds, and you can enjoy them Tuesdays with Eat All the Punchkies You Want down at Smalls on Tuesday. That's why it's called Fat Tuesday.
No way.
you can see Polka Floyd play at Smalls on Tuesday. That's right. This Tuesday will be Mardi Gras Day, but we are ready to go live now in the studio with the hand grenades.
Why is there wind blowing?
That's right, we're in the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. I'm Mr. White. We've got the hand grenades in the studio. Jay, are you there?
Hello, hey, radio.
Hello, yes.
And we're back.
All right.
Yes. Last time they were here, they asked if they could come back.
Yes.
And they're back.
Finally.
With a vengeance.
That's right.
We got a couple new ones.
All right.
Well, what are you going to start off with?
Well, this brand new song that no one has ever heard unless you came to our show on Friday. It's called Green Eyes. Here it goes. Here goes nothing. I can feel your love coming over me.
brand new music from the almighty Hand Grenades right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Hey, guys, would you like to introduce the band?
We sure would, Mr. White. Right now?
Yeah, sure. Right now.
Well, my name is Tom, and I'm a guitarist for the Hand Grenades. And while they're playing the tuning song, Nick behind me, it's Nick, he also plays guitar. And then Andrew is the bass player, and Joby, everyone knows Joby, is on drums. The hardest drummer in America.
All right. We love that kind of stuff right here.
The hardest?
The hardest working drummer.
Well, he hits the hardest drums.
So it's both hard working. Yeah,
he hards.
Okay.
He goes hard.
He bros hard.
And really, the Hand Grenades, they all trade off on guitars and bass, and they all trade off on vocals as well. So they're
we sure do, Mr. White.
Yeah, they're modest, we'll say the least. But I think they're real cool. So
thank you. And that's a very nice compliment.
Well, I go along with it. Margaret really likes it. Margaret
we
thinks
like her
you guys.
Too.
Margaret thinks you guys are cute. So yeah.
She thinks we're keen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you got a bunch of brand new stuff. You're bringing almost all brand new songs into the studio today for us?
Just for you, Mr. White.
Wow. All right.
Half brand new songs.
Because
that are going to be on our new album coming out on March 30th.
All right. Do you have a CD release party planned for that?
Yes, we do. It's at the Magic Stick Lounge.
Woo.
And it's going to be with the High Strung.
Yeah.
Jesse Everyone and the Gnome. Everybody knows Jesse Shepherd Bates.
Oh, yeah.
And the Good Things.
Now, we'll have to find out who the Good Things are.
Well, they're good.
I hear good things about them. And also our video that Ryan Troutman shot for us is he's in the Good Things. It's going to be out also on the 30th of March at the Magic Stick with the High Strung, Jesse Shepherd Bates, and the Good Things.
Music video for See You Round off our old EP.
What is the date of that?
March 30th.
March 30th.
I believe it's a Friday. We play Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
Of this year.
Friday.
Friday.
I guess that wasn't a zing, but I just it wasn't a zing.
I was wondering, it wasn't a zing. It was like say,
bing.
A joke.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get some more of those great new songs you've got?
All right, Mr. White.
What's it?
This one is called 2 Years.
2 Years.
Remember we switched it?
Yes, my bad. I was thinking I'm gonna turn my love down, but I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Toby, take it away.
Shovel the snow. You make the
Yeah. All right. Woo.
Oh. That was good.
The almighty hand grenades here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, you've got all, you got so much stuff going on. In fact, Margaret was just noticing you guys are traveling out of town as well.
We're going out of town. We're leaving Detroit.
We're out of here, Mr. White.
We're out of here. We are gone. No, we're going to Texas. We are playing down at the Blind Pig Pub in Austin for the South by Southwest
Festival. Very cool.
And then
somewhere else the next day.
And then somewhere else the next day. Do we know exactly?
22nd Street.
24th Street. We're playing down there again.
In fact, we got a young lady who says she knows where you're playing.
Yeah,
she
Melissa.
Melissa might know.
Hi, everybody. They're playing at the Pearl Street Cooperative.
Oh, Pearl Street Cooperative. That's how
well,
you
that's
get
news
it.
To me.
Who said you
yeah,
can
who
come,
said
huh?
You're coming on the radio.
Motor Live Drive at 5, not 5:15.
Oh.
That's a zing.
That's a
that's
zing.
A zing.
Zing.
Now I can say it.
Come on, Ro.
And then actually the week after that, we are going to Chicago to play a few places. One of them is with
Double
our friends
door.
From the Beetle Fest.
Oh. Well, place go, say, I was going in order.
Yeah. Thursday night, we're playing at the Double Door.
March 22nd.
And then the next night, we are playing at a place called Another Hole in the Wall with our friends from the Fest for Beetle Fans. He set up a show for us. And then the day after that, actually, they do a little jam at their house. A Beetle Jam, an all-day Beetle Jam.
And we're going to jam Beatles.
We're going to jam Beatles.
And we'll be on Fearless Radio on Friday for
an
interview and acoustic set, which is fun. We did it last time we were in Chicago.
Yes, second time.
This second time on this
after
radio
show.
After
the first.
Yeah.
So we're competing, Detroit versus Chicago.
Oh, we'll wipe them out. Here.
Speaking of that Beetle Fest, didn't you guys win it last time you went down? Or?
Oh, that was for the Fest for Beetle Fans, yes. We played a little, it was like a band.
It's a battle of the bands.
Battle of the bands, and we took home the first prize.
We played as Mr. Mustard, not the hand grenades.
That was our band name.
And we won.
It's hard to believe, but 48 years ago this month, the Beatles touched ground in the United
last
States.
Last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, February 7th, they played Ed Sullivan.
The old Ed Sullivan Theater.
Now the
awesome.
David Letterman Show.
Thank those guys.
Yes, definitely. Well, we're really excited that you were able to squeeze us into your busy schedule.
Oh, come on. We're lucky we got on here again.
No, you're always welcome.
We're on reserve.
You're only here because you asked.
We did ask. I asked to play a date to try
to
fill in.
Whoa there.
We had to grease some palms.
Now, you were first here about a year ago.
Yes, we were. We were here, I think it was last March. We don't know a correct date. You were supposed to look that up.
I was supposed to, and I haven't yet. But I will let them know,
but it was about a year ago, almost the same time.
Well, in fact, we'll look that up while you're playing your next song.
Cool. The next song we're going to play is called Don't Turn My Love Down by the Hand Grenades.
Hand Grenades.
Listen up, Radio Land.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's called Don't Turn My Love Down.
Okay, he wants his mic turned up.
I guess I could just say it. I'll do hand signals.
Yeah, I need the vocals up, please. You're the best.
Okay, yeah, we just had a call from someone who on
Who needs it?
On bass.
You need more vocals.
Okay.
Okay.
Who called?
Someone called?
Someone called and made a request that we want the vocals higher.
Uh-oh. That was most likely mothers.
They only want one of the
band.
Mothers or fathers.
They said they couldn't hear Nick.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I can hear him way too loud. It must have been your dad.
It sounds good in here, but we'll see if we can tweak it a little bit for the airwaves. So you have a new CD coming.
No, it will not be changed for the
Oh.
They're harmonizing. Nick is not going to overpower
everybody.
Hey, we can hear you.
He said no.
Can't turn it up.
Can't do it.
Alan's the law.
He's got the badge.
You got the badge back there?
It's about harmonizing. It's not about any one person being
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
Good point. That's a very good point.
That's a wonderful point.
I like that.
And unfortunately, maybe that's why we don't give drummers microphones.
He just threw a zing at you.
Oh.
He zinged you.
No, we can't. Anyways.
Throw one right back.
You better throw a zing back. You don't got one. Don't worry about it.
He's got nothing. So what?
He's got the drums. That's all he needs.
He choked.
But who called, Peg?
I think it was Nick's mom.
Oh.
it was not my mom.
It was Nicholas's.
My mom doesn't even know that we're playing right now.
He's ashamed.
It was Nick's mom. Let's move on.
Guaranteed.
All right. Well, you've got all kinds of things going on. Vic, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Hand Grenades?
Cell phones, text messages, call us.
Internet, email.
Facebook.
Come to a show and see us play our music.
Yeah, Facebook.
Personally.
Come to our shows. You can come check us out. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Someone might like. I don't know.
In fact, what should they look for on Facebook?
My pictures, first of all. Scroll through all of them. Like most of them. Comment on a few of them.
That's
like
right.
The page.
Just go for the hand grenades. In fact, you have
/thehandgrenades.
What was that again?
Facebook.com/thehandgrenades.
And do you have a website as well?
Thehandgrenades.us.
All right. And
I actually went to that the other day, and it's pretty cool.
Now
we tried to be modern and have a Twitter, but someone doesn't take care of it.
We do have a Twitter.
Oh, they're all looking at me.
I'm just throwing zings around.
Zing.
Aren't they getting
a little
bit feisty in here?
And you've got a
comedy hour.
All right, you've got a CD that you put out last year called Three Cheers for the Wonder Years.
Yeah, that came out last year sometime, January, I believe, and that was fun.
Yeah,
we had fun.
What's the best way for people to get that?
The interweb. You can go to iTunes is one of them. I don't know the whole list. You can
check it out there, Bandcamp.
Plenty of places. It'll
or just
be
come
listed
to a show.
On our Facebook somewhere, maybe. Melissa might want to chime in on a couple of these.
Go to iTunes. You can go to Amazon. You can go to eMusic. You can go to Bandcamp. Lots of places.
All of them.
All right. So you go to all of those and find all the hand grenades you ever want. And you're eagerly await your brand new record on March 30th.
Yes.
In fact, the Magic Stick.
That's a great venue.
I love playing there.
Yeah,
it's
a good one.
Yeah, and we did look it up. It'll be a year ago that day that you were on the
Motor
Live Drive.
Really?
March
yes.
30th.
Get out of town on a jet plane.
That's crazy. That's far out, man.
I do not believe it.
Last year, March 31st.
Oh, wow.
You were right here. So you've been only been here for 11, yeah, it's been 11 months since you got back. So
it's about time.
Oh.
We'll do once every month if you guys want us to.
Mm.
No, he doesn't.
Every year.
The thing is, it wouldn't be fair to all the other great bands in town. You got to, yeah, there's so much good music around. But we,
yes.
Yeah,
I concur with that statement.
But we got to have you back. So,
do you concur?
And thing is, we bring you back, so you'll play some music.
We'll play some music. We got the next one is, it's called Waves. This one's going to be on the album that's coming out March 30th. It's called Waves, and a lot of people enjoy it.
That's good. I like that. That's
a fun one.
Yeah, the waves and the cymbals, the way they crash, it's so appropriate.
Cracked crashes.
We got a call from Lee Majors.
Uh-oh. I knew it. I was going to say something about that. Do you owe him socks?
Does he know about the socks? Lee Majors. That's old.
We're not going to tell him.
His socks?
It was a long time. Last year we played and one of our buddies called in and said we rocked their socks off. And I don't know.
And then he gave us socks. Me and
Not Lee Majors, though.
I know, but.
But I got him. It was another guy. He doesn't really know the story, I guess.
I definitely know the story.
Lee didn't give him. Tom.
I know. I know Lee didn't.
We're talking about Lee. Anyways.
We have brothers in our band.
I was going to mention that. And so Tom and Andrew are brothers, right?
The two bickering dudes.
All right. But Lee said you guys sound good. In fact, he called. There's a little bit of a time delay between what's happening and what goes out over the air. And he called just as you guys were starting Waves. And said, tell him I want to hear Waves. And I said, then get off the phone.
I wasn't sure if he was listening. No, he is, but I don't know. I'm glad he's listening. What's up,
and
Lee?
He's going to be going down to the U-Detroit Cafe tonight with Patrick Davey.
Yes, I saw that.
Yep, we'll be down there.
All right. In fact, Margaret will be down there doing a motor calendar for the U-Detroit Cafe Motor City Special tonight.
Wow.
It's Kevin's birthday, so everybody's coming. So
everybody.
Well.
In everybody and their mamas. I think they want to play another one.
Okay.
I think so.
And they've just changed out their instruments. Now we got the bass players come and got a guitar. And
Andrew.
Andy Nuggets went to the bass. And Andrew.
Andrew
Apple Pie went to the guitar over there.
We got Tommy Tater Tots.
We got nicknames from one of our friends the other day. I like them. Tommy Tater Tots and Nicky Nuggets. And we just made up Andrew, and Joby can just be Joby.
Toby Keith. That's what we call him. No, Joby Keith. What do we call you?
Nope, that hat I stole from you and you're never getting back. You're never getting your stupid country hat. Ever again.
This one's called Canadian Girls.
I go, I just won't quit. All the girls are so hard to forget. We'll be right back.
guitar right here, like up a little bit. No, yes, this one right in front.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll try and give you what you need. All right.
In fact, I needed some of the water you guys provided with us.
Check, one, two,
I got
three.
It.
You got it?
Oh, I got plenty. You gave me two bottles.
Oh. Can you guys still hear me?
We got you. Yeah. You can't hear?
I can hear him plenty.
All right. Well, we gave you one, and you just happened to end up with two.
I don't know where that came from. I thought it was somebody else's, but...
It was mine. I brought my own beverage.
And it walked onto my amp.
So, okay, well, while they're setting up, be sure that you can check out... What live shows have we got, Margaret?
They've got a couple shows. Well, they're going to be taking off for Texas.
Check, one,
in
two.
In Chicago, coming up in March. And then they'll be back in the end of March for their CD release party. Looks like the next gig that they have here in the Detroit area. So it'll be about 6 weeks before anybody...
Yeah, it'll be a little bit, but it'll be worth the wait to come.
You mean this is your last gig before in town before your record release party?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, hey, we had the same thing with the Coffin Cats a couple of weeks ago. They're in Europe right now, and they played here just...
Europe?
They played here just before they left
the
country.
How'd they get over there?
Hello, airplanes.
Hello.
Airplanes.
that's that thing that... Okay. You don't want to take a boat.
No, you don't want to drive. It's a long
or drive.
Way.
Actually, I think this is like their seventh time, and they have... he has a stand-up bass, and he... purchased one that he leaves there at a friend's house rather than because he was actually buying a plane ticket for that rather than boarding it.
Okay, but we got more phone calls. We got more stuff. In fact, as soon as we get you guys all set, we'll get you back in some more music.
Okay, we'll do some more music.
In fact, what do you got coming up next?
No, this is me.
Yes.
We're gonna do. Can we do a song?
Yeah.
This one's called One More Drink. This one's on the album.
We'll be right back.
Very nice.
Warm.
All right, we got to do a shout out to Ben. He's a Vietnam vet. He was attracted to the band by their name, the Hand Grenades, but he really likes your harmony and said he really hopes that he gets a chance to go to the Magic Stick show on March 30th.
Well, Ben, if you're there, come up and tell us who you are.
All right. Yeah, show definitely, because I'll be there too. So
you could pick up a CD.
There you
That's
go.
Right. The brand new CD.
Brand new. Spanking new. It's
what is that brand new CD is it going to be called?
What's it called?
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called The Morning After.
Ah. The Morning After. Well, you guys have grown up some in a year. You just did a song about drinking, and now The Morning After?
I know.
Last time you
These
came.
These silly guys.
It means whatever you want it to mean.
You've done a lot in the last year. I know you've done some traveling and...
Been busy.
Been a busy year. You guys are really on a roll.
Yes, it's been fun. It's a roller coaster of fun.
It's got its highs and lows.
It's like an elevator.
Yeah. But a roller coaster elevator.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Moving forward.
The demon drop.
The demon drop.
It's like the power tower.
Nick.
What?
We're moving forward.
we're not dropping down. Yeah. We're moving forward.
Cedar Point.
You can't pick up our CD there.
No, you can't. Well, not yet. Not yet. I'm sure this summer you will be able to.
I was just saying to Mr. White that he set you guys up all facing the drums, and so I went out to take a picture, and I've got nothing but your backs. So
backsides, uh-oh.
I'm going to insist on getting a couple of pictures before you leave.
What about Joby, though? Can you see him?
I got a good picture of Joby.
Obviously, the picture wasn't meant to be of Joby.
No. No siree.
Okay. Oh, I hear some popping. I know who that was.
Popping and clicking. And,
and the time is ticking.
That's right. So while that time is ticking, why don't we get you playing?
Headphones clicking.
Keep on playing.
Clicking.
It's another one of our 5.5 minute songs. We have a few of them. Just realized after we recorded that we have multiple 5 minute songs. But this one's called Kindly Unkind.
Thank you.
Now, yeah. I want to remind you that the hand grenades, the almighty hand grenades right here, you can go see them live if you go to Texas or Chicago in the next month. Or you can catch them live at the Magic Stick March 30th. Now, they've got, what are your websites again?
TheHandGrenades.us. We have Facebook.com/TheHandGrenades.
You can find us on YouTube at whatever.
The Hand Grenades Music.
YouTube.com/TheHandGrenadesMusic.
All one word.
All right. And where can they get your last year's CD?
You have to get it on the internet because we are all out of copies until we buy more. I'm hearing noises.
But you can get it at iTunes, Amazon, Napster,
E-Music,
Bandcamp. It's thehandgrenades.bandcamp.com.
Well, that's very cool. So the one I've got is a collector's item then.
Yes, it is.
Limited availability.
If you go on Bandcamp, you can get 3 extra songs for free too.
We'll have to
pick it up on there.
You can pick it up there.
That's right.
three extras.
All right.
Pick
well,
up
tell
some
you what,
for your friends.
We've only got about 7 minutes left. We'll make that 6. What can you do in 6 minutes?
We can tell jokes.
No, we'd much rather prefer another song.
And we can end it with the song as well. Just play 2 in a row and just fade us out.
Well, what are you going to do?
Sounds
good. We can do Chicago Thing. And does anyone have any other ideas?
Ooh. Okay, Alan Cantino's making a few adjustments here.
And then we'll end it with Over You.
Okay, so Chicago Thing?
We might run out of time.
We're going to end it with it's going to fade out. That's why I said it's going to fade out.
That means
7 minutes long.
Do over you. All right, we're going to play Over You first.
All right, we'll be sure to mention again when you've got your CD release party the end of March. We'll definitely get it on the calendar.
March 30th,
Magic Stick. I love that place. So.
It's fun.
Next week on Motor, we got the Dreads and
Dregs.
I keep calling them Dreads. But they are an electro rock trio, so should be an interesting show.
But take it away, fellas.
Right.
Let go.
We'll be right back.
let's just play Chicago until we go.
Did someone forget that ending there?
Let's start it.
We won't worry about that one. What about the album cover, Joby?
Now you got 1 minute.
Oh, you want to talk about it later?
All right, as they change out instruments very quickly, they'll have to be very quickly if they're going to play anything else. We've got, just about a minute and a half to go. And as they trade off, they made the handoff. They're switching around. They're putting their instruments on. The headphones are in. Do you guys want to play crickets
instead of all since it's short? And who? We'll start some crickets then.
Oh, okay.
If we even have time. By the time we change.
Oh, we will, Joby.
Will.
Okay. Thanks, Jobs.
All right.
Rock out.
Okay. The hand grenades. Crickets.
And this is the Motor Live.